It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, I think most of the conversation was just about, you know, family, seeing how guys are doing, see how I'm doing, see how he's doing. And then obviously, you know, some ball comes up in that. And you could tell with Dean, like throughout the conversation, he still had that, you know, fire in him. I know he was retired, still had that fire in him. You see his point of view, like I said, he has a lot of experience around, just big picture wise and whatever he sees. I mean, it could be big picture, it could be with position, it could be anything. I mean, I think this, his knowledge and wisdom, his experience would be great. We're still trying to figure that out. I think we'll know more by the end of the week, but we're still trying to figure it out. But I definitely see him having a role in some type of capacity on game day. Nah, I can't. Honestly, man, he does a great job of having his poise. He looks real comfortable out there. He's continuing to get better, you know, every week. And I think the thing that's impressed me the most is they do a lot at the line. They really don't huddle up a lot. They do a lot of different tempos, a lot of different cadences, and he just seemed like he handled it really well.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator. That was yesterday. At a one-winning drive, talking about various things, and that one was about Jaden Daniels, outstanding rookie quarterback for the Washington Commanders. They come in 6.5-point underdogs, two first-place teams, getting it on at M&T Bank Stadium. And Jaden Daniels, that was Zach Orr just talking about, you know, is he wise beyond his years? Precocious, I believe, is the word. To talk about someone of that sort of skill set and intelligence at such a young age. So giving praise, and praise is certainly due. Might be a one-man gang coming up Sunday as Brian Robinson hasn't practiced for the last couple. Terry McLaurin's become much more prominent in their offense as the weeks have progressed. But he's still a rookie quarterback going up against a defense that's been a little dicey. And we'll get into that because we were just talking about Dean Pease as well as Zach Orr was. But John Harbaugh, at least, during his tenure as Ravens coach, rookie quarterbacks have not fared well against that Baltimore defense.
Yeah, and Cleveland had him some problems early because they were 3-and-out. I mean, they were struggling early on, Washington was, against Cleveland. And then he hit that big play to McLaurin where he scrambled out. So that's going to be the big thing. I mean, he makes his big plays. Most of his big plays come scrambling around, you know, extending plays. That's when he does his best work. And, Bob, the only time when he scrambled, I saw he loves to go to his right. And I'm sure that they know that, and they're going to have some issues with that. But I got a funny feeling that Matabike is finally gonna he's going to get some breaks in this one, and he's going to get register some sacks, or he's going to push Daniels out rather quickly. But no. then again, Bob, yeah. I think that haircut, offensive coordinator.
Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff will, he knows that they can't handle Travis Jones and Matabike. And I think the ball is going to, and they know that they're not going to be able to run the ball consistently on the Ravens. So I think the ball is going to be coming out real quick. I think there's going to be a lot of quick screens, that type of stuff. And then he'll take some deep shots, you know, just because he's going to get the ball and, you know, he can get it out rather quickly and they'll take some deep shots. But I don't know how much they'll try to run it. They'll have some quarterback runs and try to get to the perimeter and stuff at that. But the Ravens got to do a good job setting the perimeter. This could be a big game for Kyle Hamilton making a lot of tackles.
Also heard Zach Gore talking about Dean Pease coming in. Zach played for Dean when Dean was the defensive coordinator for the Ravens. Earlier in the, 2012 to 17, I believe it was. And one of the questions was, will he be on the field or in the booth? And Zach Gore really didn't say. Almost like a game time decision.
I think it's hard. Knowing like Harbs and stuff, it's already, he's going to be upstairs. It would be, here's the way I see it. He's going to be upstairs because Zach is down. If Zach was up, he would be down. So I think what Dean will do is, like, Dean's job when he came in is fix whatever you see needs to be fixed and whatever you got to help with, fix it. Okay, so when he's upstairs, Zach will still call the plays. He'll be on a headset with Dean, and then after every series, Dean will interject what he saw and what he thinks, like, here's what you got to be, you know, that kind of. I think he'll be coaching him in between series.
And I would think it's a prudent move from a strategic standpoint because there's different angles of what you're watching on the field, one from above,
right,
one down on the field. Also, Vinny, I would think it would be uncomfortable with having TP standing right next to him going,
yeah,
poking him. Nope.
Well, then the cameras would be all over that. Yeah. And Bob, when you're on the sidelines too, it's much more emotional. Well, upstairs, because there's no sound. You know, it's quiet up there, and you can kind of think where down below there's so much stuff going on. It's a lot of guys like to be upstairs calling plays.
I will say this. This is just my hunch prediction, and I'm usually wrong, that CBS, if Dean Pease is in the booth, which you expect he will, probably will,
yeah,
he'll get panned to once or twice. Like, yeah, they brought in Dean Pease this week to advise, etc. Won't be like Taylor Swift level nonsense, but it will be.
I'll say two times.
Okay, yeah. So we get to look at Dean Pease.
Yeah. Well, when they make big plays, when something good defensively happens, they'll pan to Pease. Norm, do you think 2+ times with Pease?
Yeah, and who's the crew? It's the main crew, right?
Yeah, Nance and Romo.
So they're usually all over their backstories and everything, so I'm sure it'll be prominent.
There you go. So, well, that'll be one of the things attention to. Yeah. The bottom line is paying attention to hopefully a win. So Dean Pease comes in, brings vast experience, familiar with systems, et cetera, and what is right now, Vinny? Through 5 games, the Ravens defense. We talk about the offensive identity. What's the Ravens' defensive identity? Playing a lot more dime than they have.
Yeah, I think a stout defensive front. And I think the defensive front's as good as anybody in the league, especially I don't know that anybody has Matabike and Travis Jones. I don't know that anybody's got two dudes like that can rush the passer and can play the run. And Washington, they're all playing good, Bob. I mean, all those guys are playing the run extremely well. And they're doing a nice job setting the edge. Roquan's getting better in the run stuff. He's seeing things much, much better right now. So I think vulnerable in the pass, very stout in the run.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in a matter of minutes. You want to get in, share your predictions, thoughts, concerns for the Ravens and Commanders. Two first-place teams getting on at M&T Bank Stadium. Do want to point out that Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by Rice Mirthaposaurus. Pre-game show starts at 10. Me and Ken Wyman, live for Brew Brothers, till 11 o'clock. And Vinny, Tim Barbalace, Cordell Woodland, Mike Preston, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Get you all ready. Melissa Kim's part of our fun. Jay Zalakafora. Say we got you covered on game day. It's like saying that, Mike Haynes and Lester Hayes had the Redskins receivers covered in that Super Bowl down in Tampa, where their wide receivers, the fun bunch, only had one catch combined for that entire game. That's right up, throw it in your face. Washington fans, not a rivalry either, so let's not go there. But we got you covered with game day. Yankees advance as we transition to baseball. Not a smooth one, but a transition nonetheless. The only way to think about that, kicking the old short, I kind of expected they would win. They had the thing at second base. I was like, get them. Where's George Brett and Hal McCray with the bats? They're bashing some heads up in there.
Yeah, you're not living and dying with every pitch like it's your team or anything like that. And no money on the game either, so I don't even have that rooting interest. But it's certainly disappointing. You know, back in the ALCS for a second time in 3 years.
Yeah.
So no Astros around to stop them either. So we'll see. Seems like they've got an advantage.
It's funny. I saw one of the memes on the interweb.
Yeah.
Where it's like the Orioles, the Astros, Brewers, Braves, Phillies are all sitting on the couch drinking beer, watching TV, and the Royal guy's walking in and says, grab a seat. So, and somebody's grabbing a seat tonight out in L.A., San Diego, and the Dodgers will finish. But congratulations to the Yankees, tip of the cap there, and Giancarlo Stanton.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, this guy found a youth. He drinks from it. Gerrit Cole was brilliant, but it makes you lament as an Oriole fan. How do we lose to these guys? They can't score, and they didn't score. Problem is, neither did the Orioles. We'll get to that in due time, but we'll talk about that. Maryland tonight on the college football field against Northwestern. Big favorites, FS1. You can hear it on Fan. But Maryland, both teams, their last game, losses to Indiana. Maryland 2 weeks ago, Northwestern last week. So, needless to say, you know, we don't want to get into hyperbole, but if Maryland wants to go bowling, they better win this one, or they're not even getting to mayonnaise or Hellman's or Miracle Whip. They're not going to anything. No condiment bowls for them.
No. I mean, Bob, if they don't win this one, I don't know they win another game. That's the thing.
Can't bottom out like that. And they could. Well, the problem is, the frustrating thing, I guess, Billy Edwards is playing his ass off.
Yes, he is.
Ty Felton.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Hemby just coming off another big game, or a first big game in a while. They just can't get over the hump. There's this thing, this force field preventing them to leveling up, and I don't know what it is.
And I don't think they lose to Northwestern tonight. But, Bob, if they did, they're not going to be favored in another game.
They host Rutgers later, but
Rutgers 4-1.
Yeah, and their only loss was by 7 at Nebraska.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you might be on point with that one. We'll talk about that with Keith Cavanaugh. TerrapinTimes.com, 11:30. But predictions, concerns, thoughts. Hey, Commanders fans, you want to get in here and pop off? Well, listen, as long as it's within reason. Don't get all crazy talking about Joe Theismann. We're talking about the Ravens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Commander, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I think they're kind of in that Chicago area. But Cheap Trick, jamming to them. They got some pretty heavy stuff. You think about some of the cornball things they did later on during their tenure. But Cheap Trick, we're rocking to them. Pick a song. Nolan's waiting for you. Nolan, Cheap Trick, are you part of the Dream Police, man?
Well, all real fans know it's Rockford, Illinois, not Chicago.
Oh, my bad. From. What's the proximity? I have no idea. Chicago.
Rockford, it's about, Rockford's probably about 60 to 70 miles. It's right on, Bob, you leave Chicago. I mean, O'Hare's not that far, but... it's right on your way to Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, real fans like Nolan knew it was Rockford, Illinois. So rock and roll in Rockford, baby. But it's Cheap Trick making it happen. But Dan Quinn getting back to the task at hand, containing Lamar Jackson. Easier said than done for a guy that right now it's only five games in. So let's not get too zany. But if we're handing out five weekend MVPs, he's probably at or near the top of the list here.
No, no doubt. And Bob, when I was listening to Quint, I mean, basically you could have been saying the same thing about both quarterbacks. You know, I mean, they both the exact same thing. But yeah, Lamar's on a heater right now. Or basically Lamar's being Lamar right now. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, he said two games, Dallas and Buffalo, QB rating over 130.
Right.
And then it was only 118, whatever it was, against Cincinnati with four touchdowns, where he won Offensive Player of the Week. However, he did fumble two snaps. One turned into a highlight reel play. The other almost cost him the game. And as we said, if the kicker, who McPherson, McLaren, McNall, whatever, the guy from Cincinnati kicks the field goal, Joe Burrow's the Offensive Player of the
Week. And, you know, listening to Todd Monken talk yesterday, they asked him, you know, what was up with the snaps? He said, hey, nothing, you know. He says, hey, are we going to spend more time, you know, on a shotgun snap this week? No. You know, it never happens, and it happened. All right, we'll move on, and we're not worried about it. They're at home this week, you know, and like Harvard, you know, if it's crowd noise and, you know, they're hurried because of that and the snap count and all, they're at home, so he's going to be able to say his snap count.
Well, we weren't worried about Gunnar Henderson at shortstop till we were. You know what I mean? Not saying it's going to get to that level, but just something maybe to keep an eye on. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Bob, Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, good, Tony.
Hey, I want to chime in on this game Sunday, and Bob, at the end of my call, you're going to love my analogy for my prediction.
Gotcha.
You're going to love it. Okay, let me start off by saying I want to talk about this D.C.-Baltimore sports non-rivalry, whatever you want to call it. Now, I went to Howard University over there with Gus Johnson, the announcer. And I saw him at the tournament. And I had to reiterate to him. I said, when you're in Rafferty calling these games, you see a guy from Baltimore, you're using this term DMV. I told Gus to his face, I said, you know we're not really a part of that DMC slogan. But Rafferty once said Lawrence Moten and Michael Lloyd for Dunbar was a D.C. backcourt connection. I said, there's a separation when you say DMV and you're talking about Baltimore. I said, there's a little difference. We're not really a part of that because people in my generation have a little animosity towards Washington. And it started, even though I didn't see them because I was too young, with the bullets moving from Baltimore down there to D.C.
Right.
And then stopped having games over here when they changed the name to the Wizards.
Right.
They just wanted to call it. And number two, the expansion process. We all know Jack Kent Cook was in there telling the owners there's no need to put a team between Philly and Washington because we're all Redskins fans when the coach left.
Which was false.
Right, but we know these things went on, so there is a little bit of rivalry animosity there when it comes to D.C. and Baltimore, when it comes to sports a little bit because of those couple situations. And I also want to say that you guys were talking about rivalries, and the guy Q called and said we really don't have a rivalry in baseball and all that. No, Bob, this is true. Let me tell you why.
Yes.
That's because these cities and teams that have true rivalries are in conferences in more than one sport. Like D.C., New York, and Philly, they can talk basketball, hockey, you know, football. Baltimore is in the AFC North in football, and we're in the AFC East and in baseball. So it's hard to really fuel rivalries when you're only dealing with one sport. You know, Boston, New York, and Philly, and D.C., They're in divisions in multiple sports where they could sit up there and shoot the gift with. I mean, it's a little better with us with rivalries now that we're in the Big Ten because, you know, we got Pennsylvania and Ohio teams. But it is hard to throw rivalries in sports when you're only in divisions in one sport.
All right, Tony, what you got for the game, man? We got a lot of people on the phones here.
Okay, I know you got a lot of people on call. I got the Ravens, and this is an analogy I want to use, beating the Washington Commanders like Vince Petway beat Simon Brown.
Oh!
We're going to knock them on their back.
At the Cap Center, and Simon Brown still throwing punches, but he was almost literally unconscious.
30-10. We're going to knock them out, lay them on their back, and make them punch up at the sky and not know what's going on. Stand over top of them, Baltimore style, and we're going to win 30-10.
There you go. I love that word. Tony Rosedale, if you didn't see Vince Petway, Baltimore lightweight, he was a junior middleweight champ. Knocked out Simon Brown at the Cap Center 95. Just Google the knockout. Mike Tyson was, along with Steve Albert, calling the fights there. And Simon Brown's laying on the canvas still punching, even though he was like, they didn't even count. They couldn't count it to a million. You got me pissed off about Washington? That Richard Nixon Spiro Agnew thing got me way out of control. Anyway, let's go to Trey in Owings Mills. Trey, what's up?
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about two things really quick. So I guess ahead of the Ravens Commanders game, it was a story that was dropped about like multiple outlets that during the filming of the movie The Replacements, the Ravens were so impressed with like Keanu Reeves, they actually invited him out for a QB trial, but he declined because of other roles coming up.
He's going to turn into John Wick, man. He's ready to kill 5,000 people, man. He ain't got time for no football.
I wanted to see how guys heard about that. And the second thing is the Merlin Terps. We have the funding. We have the support. We're in a talent-rich area. I feel like with Mike Locksley, we're kind of capped at like a 5-8-win season. Do you think they would go after someone like Urban Meyer if, you know, Locksley doesn't, you know, get over the top?
No, I don't, they don't have that kind of money, number one, I don't think. And, you know, is it that attractive of a football job?
I mean, that's, you're in a bigger conference now in the Big Ten, and Maryland with Jerry Claiborne, Bobby Ross, Fridge, you feasted on the ACC.
Yeah.
And the ACC at that time had brought Florida State in, and Bobby Bowden was still there. I don't know, man. I'm 59 years old. Orioles have won 3 world championships in my lifetime. boxers have won world titles. Gervonta Davis, a reigning champion as we speak. Let's see. The Colts won a Super Bowl. Ravens have won two. Maryland's won a national championship in men's and women's basketball. They haven't sniffed a national title in football. They've had really good teams and put a lot of guys in the NFL, but they haven't come, Vinny, they haven't come close to winning a national
title. I think one of the biggest problems that they've got, you know, and if, is, Bob, the just what Ravens, Redskins, basketball. I mean, the dollar, you know, I mean, you don't, you know, you can only spend so much money.
Sure.
You know, and some people are either passionate Ravens fans or Redskins fans, so they may be paying there, or they're basketball fans, so they're going to Wizards, or they're hockey fans.
And to your point there, and as we I mentioned yesterday, the one thing that galvanizes Baltimore, D.C. is they're all Maryland fans.
Yeah.
Well, D.C., only when Maryland's doing well. If not, it's Georgetown, and they're riding that ball bag like they did. I don't want to start, because I'm going to start pontificating and filibustering, but Caps won a Stanley Cup. Now, the Wizards have been kind of, you look at dictionary mediocrity in the NBA, there's the Wizards logo. They have won 50 games in 45 years, but to the point, I don't know. What's the potential for the football program? We'll talk to Keith Cavanaugh about that. 11:30. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you. We got Vinny's stat breakdown between Washington and Baltimore. They're two of the most explosive teams offensively, at least in regards to points scored. So where's the separation? You'll find out next. Winners of four in a row against the Ravens. First place, 3-2. Winners of three in a row. 6.5 in favor of Baltimore. Going to be a beautiful Sunday, it looks like, weather-wise. So let's bring it on. Let's get out to the phones. Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Benny, good morning to both you gentlemen.
Morning to you.
Thank you, Benny. Washington Commanders off to a good start. Rookie QB Jaden Daniels, worthy of his dual-threat accolades thus far. They also have steady performance leadership at factor positions such as middle linebacker, tackling machine Bobby Wagner, tight end Zach Ertz, and backup tailback slash return man Austin Eckler, knows for the goal line. Important key for Raven D front to maintain gap discipline spacing, with special attention to set hard-to-find edge play, especially their O-right side, Raven's D left side. Daniels will prefer to flush out right. So far, he has not thrown across his body on scrambles into the middle traffic. Expect to see boot waggles to the right, backdoor screens left, and RPOs both sides. If the Ravens see five wides empty, would send a blitz shooter every time there's no blocking back. Also, would utilize blindside corner blitz, which should induce at least one opportunity pick. Last thing, don't see their offense as a one-play home run threat, meaning they have to sustain drives. Ravens 11-man D needs to shrink the playing field rectangle width-wise, keep them inside the numbers, and lengthwise outside the 10-yard line red zone. Accomplish that, the Ravens win. Thank you for your courtesy, gentlemen.
Yeah. All right, Ed, have a great weekend. What do you think there,
buddy? I totally agree with him, and we've talked about that during the week. He likes to scramble to his right, and setting the edge is going to be critical this week. And what does setting the edge mean? Keep your outside arm and outside leg free. So if you're the defensive left end, because he likes to come out that way, you got to, and they run that quarterback sweep, and, you know, they run some stuff to get wide. You've got to keep that outside arm and outside leg free. You can't get hooked. You got to turn stuff back inside, because your friends are on the inside. You got no friends on the outside other than the boundary.
Let's get out to the phones again, and Sean in Baltimore. Sean, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's up? What's up? How y'all fellas doing this morning?
Doing all right,
wonderful.
Man.
It's Friday.
yes. Well, I got a few things. I personally think, you know, we're going to pull it off this weekend. But I don't think, and I think we're going to take the heart from them, but I don't think it's going to be a shootout. I think I got Lamar. I think it's going to be a running game. I think our running backs are going to do whatever they want. And I think I got Lamar actually scoring two, but I want to go out there and, you know, and make a bold prediction.
Do it.
That he's running in three. He's going to run in three.
There you go.
on Washington, and we're going to take their heart. I'm telling you, we're going to take it. What's the way to take? Go down there and run down their throat. Hey, hold on, one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
And I know how y'all, I know how everybody keeps saying, you know, Jamie Daniels like to come out and scramble to that right. He loved that right. But guess what? We got a spy guy, Mr. Hamilton. You better watch out for him.
All right, John, thank you. Right. I mean, is he going to be Daniels exclusive, or is he?
I wouldn't think.
Because Brian Robinson, people, if you haven't heard, they're running back. He's
he hadn't practiced this week with a knee.
Yeah.
So even if he plays, he's going to be somewhat limited, I would think, if he hadn't practiced up to this point. So, yeah, Hamilton. Simpson can run, too. Simpson's a 4-4 guy. So, I mean, the thing that I talked about at training camp watching them, the whole defensive team, was how fast they were. They play fast. They got to get back to playing fast. And you know when you play fast? When you're not thinking. And to me, the defensive front plays fast, but the back end doesn't. And the problem, if I'm Washington, what I see them probably trying to do, Bob, a lot of shifting and moving, give them a lot of different looks where they got to change their calls. Because if you've had a lot of communication calls and like, he's moving here, he's shifting here, he's going here, and then you got to make calls, I'm testing him.
It's 5880-1057 The Fan. Let's get Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Good.
My dad in TGIF.
Yeah, Nolan's on his way to the liquor store right now, as a matter of fact.
My dad and I have a $1 bet on the Ravens Commanders game. I'm going to win.
Who'd you take?
My score prediction is 33-27. Go Ravens. Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
All right, thank you, Antonio. And how dare your dad take the Commanders? I'm not feeling that. We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw, let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, I'm ready today, man. I'm ready.
That's right. Good.
Well,
you're not ready. You got us on speakers, so you're half ready. You know what I mean? What's up?
I thought I was about to go to break, man. You know, I know Nolan was going to have time for me, man. Yeah. But, yeah, about this game, man, I know everybody keeps saying, you know, have Hamilton as the spy and everything, but I don't think that's a bad idea. You know, put Simpson as the spy. They say, you know, we won't run like a 4-4, right?
Yep.
You know, so he's pretty quick. Because the reason why, because, you know, that secondary is getting burnt a lot, man. You know, and you got Hamilton focusing on Daniels running the ball, then, you know, Humphrey's liable to get beat. Williams, you know, liable to get beat. You know, they've been struggling, you know, so I don't want to get beat by the deep ball, nothing like that. And listen, remember last time the Redskins, the Commanders had a stud receiver that was in his rookie season. What happened to him when he played the Ravens? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Down in FedEx, right? Wasn't it Haloti Ngata that put an end to
RG3.
Yeah, not a wide receiver.
Yeah, RG3.
He's a quarterback.
My bad, quarterback. Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Y'all know
man,
what I
mean. Man, you're off your game, dude.
I know, man.
Take points away from him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, yeah, remember what happened, man. You know, so – but I think this kid is going to be better than RG3, though. But I still think the Commanders are overrated, and the Cowboys will win this division in the end, and they will beat the Lions, too. I know that's a different thing when y'all do y'all picks or whatever, you know. But, yeah, so that's all I got today. I gotta get back to doing what I do today.
Yeah, I'm paying your trips with my $300 gas. Wrong. Philadelphia wins the NFC East. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Stat breakdown next.
Vinny and Haney crunch the numbers. Sunday stats preview. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. On this featured artist Friday, it's Cheap Trick. Ravens Commanders Sunday, 1 o'clock, M&T Bank Stadium. Two first-place teams. Record-wise, they're both on heaters, 4-1 for the Washington Commanders, 4-0 Ravens, and 1-3 straight. Well, let's crunch those numbers. How similar are they?
Yeah, we'll go Ravens offense, Washington's defense. Ravens are a +1, Washington 0. Ravens offense, number one in the league, 447.6 yards per game. Washington defense ranked 14th, 328. Passing offense, Ravens are 9th, 236.4. The pass defense for Washington, they are 13th. They give up 198. Rushing offense, Ravens are 1. 211.2. Rush defense for Washington, 22nd. They give up 130. Points scored. Washington, 2. 29.4. Washington's defense, they're 21st. They give up 23.0. Pass attempts. Ravens are 19th, 151. Pass attempts. Washington, their defense, 12th, 147. Completion percentage. Washington, Lamar's 18th, 65.6. Washington's defense, 24th, Bob, 68.7. Completion percentage they give up. Average per completion. Washington is 7th, 8.0. Washington's defense, 23rd, 7.3. So they give up a ton of yards, too. Touchdown passes. Ravens are 5th. Lamar has 9. Washington's defense, last. They give up more touchdown passes than anybody in the league, 11.
Mm-hmm.
Interceptions, Lamar's 31st. He's had 1. Washington's defense, 32nd. They've had none. No interceptions in 5 games, none. Sacks, Washington is last. Lamar's only been sacked 5 times. Washington's defense is 10th with 15. They had 7 last week against Cleveland, which you don't, almost shouldn't even count Cleveland.
Yeah, Watson's been sacked 26 times this
year. Yeah. Quarterback rating? Lamar's 3rd, 107.1. And this one's shocking. I mean, Washington's 31st. Second to last, they give up a quarterback rating of 114.7. 114.7. Rush attempts. Washington, or Ravens are first, 172. So, Bob, the Ravens have rushed at 172. They've thrown at 151. That's what, like, is that 60-40 or 55-40? You know, I don't know the math, but average per rush, Ravens are 1, 6.1. Washington, 31st, 5.1. So,
sounds a lot like Cincy's defense going into last week.
Yes. Yes. Third down conversions. Ravens offense, 3rd, 50%. 50% on third down. Washington's defense is 23rd, 43.6. Penalties. Ravens have a lot on offense, 44. And Redskins defense, they're 15th. They have 30. So, we have time to do the others?
Nolan, we have time.
Washington offense?
No. Yes. We're good. Yes. We're good. Go.
All right. Washington's offense. Washington's offense is 5th. 392.6. Baltimore's defense is 19th. Give up 340.6. Passing offense. Washington is 14th, 214. Ravens defense, 31st, 280, 280.2.
Yeah.
This one's a little surprising, Bob. Washington's offense rushing, 2nd, 178.4. Rush defense, 1st, 60.4. Something's got to give. Points scored, Washington is 1st, 31.0. Ravens defense is 26th, 25.2. Pass attempts. Washington doesn't throw it a lot. 28, 134. Ravens have thrown up more than Washington. And pass attempts, Ravens defense, 29, 187. They've almost had the most pass attempts. Completion percentage, Washington is 1st, 76.1. And Ravens defense are 19th. They give up 66.8. Average per completion, they are Washington 2nd. 8.5. Baltimore's defense, they're 29th, 8.1. That's too many chunk plays, man. Touchdown passes. Washington's only 28th. He's only thrown 4 touchdown passes.
Correct.
And the Ravens, they're 25th. They've given up 9. So they're not too good either there. Interceptions, he's only thrown 2. And he's 27th. Interceptions, Ravens defense, they only had 3. They haven't had a lot of interceptions. Sacks allowed, He's been sacked 12 times, which is 20th. Ravens are 6th with 16. Quarterback rating, Daniels, he's 4th, 104.5. Damn, the Ravens give up, they're 25th, 101.0. Jesus. Rushing attempts, rush attempts for Washington, they're 2nd, 168 rush attempts. They've run it a lot more than they run it a lot more than they throw it. And rushing attempts, teams don't like to run it on the Ravens. They've only rushed it 99 times, so they're 4th. So, Bob, they've thrown it almost 200 and rushed it 100 against the Ravens. So they throw twice as much.
Well, isn't that what John Harbaugh was saying? That's why the pass stat numbers might be a little skewed against them, because everyone's chucking away.
Well, it's because one's ranked first, the other's 32nd.
Yeah, one's getting burned, one isn't.
All right, average per rush. Washington is 4th, 5.3. Average per rush. Ravens defense is 1st, 3.1. Third down conversions, Washington's the best. 51.7. Ravens defense, not great. 21st, 42.6.
Yeah, since he got on him last week.
Yeah, penalties. Washington offense, 17th. They have 30. Ravens defense, 5th with 23. So the big things that I see, Bob, is the run stuff has got to give. I mean, because Washington is ranked real high, effectively running it, and the Ravens are the best defending it, and Ravens make them one-dimensional, takes away most of their offense.
But if Brian Robinson can't go, that's a huge absence from that running attack.
And well,
he's got a ton of touchdowns.
Yeah, too. And the other thing, Bob, is Jaden Daniels has 300 rushing yards. So, I mean, that's a big one there, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk more about this matchup. Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner when we come back. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? Well, a few things of interest and historically as well. Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Maryland tonight hosting Northwestern. Must-win game for sure. Maryland and Northwestern both winless in the conference. Somebody's going to get one tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.